You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. As warmer weather arrives here in our state, you may be getting your gardening gloves on, but for those less experienced green thumbs, you might be a little frustrated and maybe a little less than happy with what springs up in your garden. Maybe you started a garden for the first time last year as a pandemic hobby, but now wondering, you know what, is it worth all the effort to go to it this year? Well, Jamie Brennan is here to encourage you to try again. She's a gardening coach in Boise with the goal of getting more people to grow food from their own backyards, windows, and balconies. Jamie, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me. I'm really excited.
Okay, so before we talk about your tips for new gardeners, I would love to hear about how you got into this work. I mean, I understand that the pandemic pushed you to basically make a career change.
It sure did, Gemma. I was a travel writer for almost the last decade. And last March, that quickly turned out to be impossible to continue. Mm-hmm. So I jumped headfirst into my garden with all that free time at home and discovered just really how much I knew about gardening and started coaching my friends, found a company that actually coaches people to coach. So I became a certified kitchen garden consultant through Gardenery Co.
So going from traveling the world as a magazine writer to focusing basically, you know, on digging in the dirt and then encouraging mm-hmm. people, you know, to really eat from their own backyards. I mean, that's a big shift. So what has the change been like for you?
It's really been transformative. I was definitely circling the drain of burnout as a travel writer. And it was a really fun job in my 20s. And now we moved to Idaho about 4 years ago. And since then, I have just been finding ways to stay home. I really love where we live. I would love to explore it even more. And my work just took me outside the state so much. It gave me a lot of perspective. My background's in local food and in hospitality, and so I have definitely been learning about local food here in my work, but this really gave me an opportunity to learn about it just from a whole new side.
Mm-hmm. So you started your coaching business. It's called Gold Feather Gardens. You did this last mm-hmm. year. How's business been going?
It's been going really good. I actually have, we do kitchen garden designs for people who don't have gardens yet or who want to start gardening and raise beds. And then I also coach clients who have existing gardens through their issues and challenges. And so I did a ton of coaching this summer. Squash bugs are a huge pest for Boiseans, aphids, things like that. So we definitely did a lot of pest control last summer. And then I've just been building new gardens this year so far. Really getting all of that backlog from the winter, everyone getting excited about gardening. So I've got about 10 new gardens in production right now, and I'm just planting them all week, all month long, really.
So you mentioned that you moved to Idaho back in 2016. You came from mm-hmm. Atlanta. I'm curious about what you learned about the seasons here, and in particular with the seasons, what you can grow, but also what you can't grow here.
Sure. There's not a lot that doesn't grow here. We have such long day lengths. A lot of plants require long days in terms of sunlight, and we have more than 300 days of sun throughout the year. So really, because of our mild winters, we can have food in production almost year round with the right covers and things like that. So what I learned, I grew up in Illinois. I moved down to Atlanta about 10 years ago. I was in really humid climates before Boise. Yeah. And so what I had to learn here was water and really plant density is something that I focus on a lot. I'm an over planter. I practice intensive planting, which reduces water evaporation. The closer your plants are together, the less bare soil that there is, and the more the temperature reduces in terms of sort of that green space. And so having bare soil is just basically a space for water and nutrient evaporation. So I plant things really close together in really deep beds to kind of combat that water issue. So I guess that's what I've learned the most of, for sure.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Jamie Brennan. She's a gardening coach in Boise. So let's talk about gardening tips, because for someone who wants to start growing maybe some of their own food, space can actually play a pretty important role in this, right? Deciding yes. on what to grow, where they should grow. So, I mean, realistically, how much space do people need to get started?
Really very little. We live on a 10th of an acre. We have a new construction home with a long, skinny, tiny backyard. Luckily, we're south facing. But I have 3 raised beds that are about 3x8. So I have about 75 square feet of growing space. You can plant ton of food in that amount of space. I usually don't start people with anything bigger than 50 square feet because I want them to really focus on that intensive planting things close together and really learn how to maximize that space. And the other way that we do that is through trellises. I grow a lot of things vertically up so that we can maximize that space for soil-based plants. Mm. Things that people love in the summer, like tomatoes, winter squash, green beans, all that sort of stuff can grow vertically on a trellis. So it doesn't need that much space in your garden in terms of soil. So I grow a lot of things vertically. That's my number one tip to maximize space. The other one is getting really deep beds. All of my beds start at 2 feet deep. Having that much soil really ensures that there's enough water retention, there's enough nutrition for those plants to grow deep so that they don't need as much space kind of up top, if that makes sense.
So then what are the pros and cons of doing a raised bed maybe versus like a potted garden, like a more traditional garden?
Yeah, so raised beds versus in-ground is a super common question that I get. Raised beds, I think, are definitely more beautiful in terms of the way that they look. I'm really trying to take that garden from the afterthought that a lot of people think it is to the focal point of your home or your garden space. They're also more comfortable to garden in. You have less waste in terms of space because you can really pack those plants in. There's not as many weeds that either come up from underneath or get blown in because it is a raised garden space. And if you're planting it intensively, there's no space for weeds. There really is no end to the pros. I think also for us in Boise, the soil quality that we have here isn't so great. And so with raised beds, you can really control everything about the quality of your soil, the amendments that you're adding, and really just hone in on growing as much as you can without wasting any sort of materials or space.
So for someone maybe who hasn't ventured into gardening, what are some plants that you recommend that they start with that maybe like this maybe first level of gardening?
Sure. I have so many clients who want to jump right into tomatoes.
Right.
I always start people with herbs and greens. They grow greens, especially salad greens, kales, those sorts of things grow really fast. And they don't take up that much space. Herbs as well are one of those high value crops of, it costs, you know, $6 for like an ounce of herbs at an organic ounce of herbs at the grocery store. And you can get 2 plants for $6 that are organic. They don't take up that much space. They can take a beating, I like to say, in terms of they don't require that much water. They don't require that much space or sun. So I definitely advise people to start with herbs, especially if the point of your garden is to grow some food for you or your family. Herbs are an awesome way to go. They grow fast. They are prolific. They're hardy. And they're just a great practice plant. They're also beautiful and just so versatile in the way that you can use them in your kitchen.
Yeah, I have memories of when I was little, my mom handing me a pair of scissors and being like, go outside and get some chives and basil. Yeah. You know, it was kind of like your chore to have to go do that. So what about people who started a garden last year? Maybe, you know, it didn't go so well. I would think maybe, you know, try again.
Yes, definitely. I'm all about the experimentation in the garden. Luckily, we all live in a city where there's great food that we can buy if our gardens fail. So there's no reason not to plant again. I think planting teaches us a lot about life cycles and resiliency, and that all you have to do is sow another seed to try again. I'm doing a lot of garden rehabs right now for my pandemic gardeners who maybe didn't start with the right soil, or maybe they inherited beds if they moved. And we're doing a lot of like soil removal from the top layer or soil amendments. Mm. So start with compost, start planting again. The best thing that you can do for your garden is to just keep planting.
And you actually have a free event coming up this Thursday. It's called Meal Planning for Your Garden. Can you talk to us about that and how people can participate?
Absolutely. So I'm hosting a virtual workshop with the Boise Co-op this Thursday at 6 p.m. It's a Zoom conversation. I go through what grows when in Boise, as well as how to decide what to grow based on what you and your family already eats. We go through my methods of meal planning, and then we talk about those plants in general of when they grow, how big they are. We're doing some planting plans and map making. So if you are stuck in your garden planning, this is an awesome workshop to do to get into action. You can sign up for that on my Facebook page or on the Boise Co-op's Facebook page under our events. There's just a little registration link right there.
Well, I have to tell you, you're making me think maybe I should grow some herbs, because I am definitely one of those people who've been a bit intimidated by the idea of a garden. So you have the wheels turning. So I really appreciate this conversation. Yeah. We've been talking with Jamie. Oh, I don't know. We'll see. Fingers crossed. We have been talking with Jamie Brennan. She's a gardening coach in Boise. We will link to her blog on our website, boisestatepublicradio.org. Jamie, thanks for the great conversation. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Gemma.
More Idaho Matters next.